The 2019 legislative session of the Indiana General Assembly ended yesterday evening. Lawmakers in Indianapolis passed a two-year budget. As WFHB News Director Wes Martin reports, the state's biennial budget includes spending increases in education and for the state's overwhelmed Department of Child Services. But area Democrats say it still falls short.
The state legislature passed a $35 billion two-year budget in Indianapolis last night. That budget passed along party line votes yesterday, as Democrats derided the state's largest increase to education funding in 11 years as too little, too late. Bloomington Representative Matt Pierce and State Senator Mark Stoops, both Democrats, voted against House Bill 1001, the state budget bill. Representative Pierce says this year's 2.5% increase in state funding for education isn't mandated to go to teacher pay.
The disappointment about that was that despite a lot of talk about improving teacher pay, there was really not any money put in the budget that would address that. There's a little bit of a pension thing that got adjusted that will provide a little bit more money to local corporations that the legislature is hoping will be put into teacher pay, but that really didn't get done. There's nothing in the budget that requires teachers to receive a pay increase. That's up to the local officials. But the problem is the legislature really hasn't provided much more than additional money to keep up with the rate of inflation. And particularly if you back out of the overall 2.5% or whatever the Republicans are saying they have provided to schools, you have to back out of that money that's going to private school vouchers. They include that in that amount, charter schools, which technically are public schools, but often siphon money away from the traditional public schools. And then you have these things called virtual charter schools, which are online schools. And so when you start backing out that kind of money, it drops down to maybe 2.1%. And then when you look at the actual formula that's used to allocate money to the different school corporations, there are many school corporations who actually get less. So in our example, for example, Martinsville is going to end up with less money for their schools. Here in the Monroe County Community School District, which is within my legislative district, they actually don't do too badly. They get like about 2.5 to 3%, depending upon the year. And so that, I think, is mainly because if your school picks up a few additional students, has a little bit of growth or manages to stay level with your student population, then you can kind of maintain your funding. But if you're a rural school or maybe an inner city school that's losing population because people are moving out to the suburbs or going different places, such as a private school, then you're going to lose money.
State Senator Stoops also voted against the Republican-backed House Bill 1001 due to what he calls the minor increases in public education spending. Stoops says the increases in education spending are largely increases in voucher, private, and charter schools, while public schools face budget increases consistent with inflation levels.
There was an increase in funding for schools, but yes, it was barely more than the inflation rate. And unfortunately, when the legislature and the governor over the past 10-plus years have talked about how much money they give to schools, they just put it as a lump sum. So in this case, it's a little over $700 million. Sounds like a lot for the schools, but that means the increase doesn't keep up with inflation. So after cuts back around 2010 or so of $300,000 a year, the schools have never caught up. And the reason is that besides that funding not being brought back in, every increase, every budget, we basically are funding schools at the inflation level. So they're just making do. At the same time, we take away funds for private religious schools. So in this budget, we're funding private religious schools to the tune of $200 million a year. So that's pretty significant. The increase just in this biennium is about $40 million. So originally that voucher program was supposed to go to special low-income families only. Every year it expands Now anybody can have access to those vouchers, and most of the children that are going or that are receiving these vouchers have never ever been to public school. So it's just kind of a handout to the private religious schools, and they don't have the same restrictions. They can choose who they allow in. They're not required to teach the same educational standards. For instance, they don't teach evolution. They teach creationism, as an example. There's also certain biases built in. For instance, there were a couple of teachers were fired at a religious school that receives vouchers in Indiana because they were in a same-sex marriage. And so we tried to pass a bill saying that these schools could not discriminate, but that failed to pass. The biggest concern, even with the increase that supposedly would go to teacher pay, an increase in teacher pay, is that we did not say specifically in the budget that this increase goes to a teacher's base salary. There is money there that schools could use to increase teacher salaries, but they could also use it for other needs. And since they're underfunded, then that presents a difficulty for them. Hopefully the money will go to teacher base salary, because our teacher salaries in this state are 51 out of 50 states. We pay our teachers the lowest out of any state in the country. And I'm not quite sure how that jives with our stated intent of attracting more people to teach.
Last night's passing of the state's two-year budget retains a $2 billion surplus. It will be up to Indiana school board districts to decide how budgetary increases are allocated in their schools. For WFHB, I'm Wes Martin.